from the Lakeside Newsroom of the Henrico Citizen. Your hometown news source since 2001. This is the Henrico News Minute with publisher Tom Lapis.
A new proposed budget for Henrico County. Two Henrico principals are honored and Civil War land is preserved permanently. We'll tell you about all those stories and more in today's Henrico News Minute. It's Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. It's brought to you today by Speech Connections.
And now for the news.
Yesterday, Henrico County Manager John Vitolkas presented his proposed fiscal year 2024-25 budget to the county's Board of Supervisors. It includes a $1.25 billion operating budget and a $327 million capital improvement budget. The operating budget represents almost a 8.5% increase over the current fiscal year's budget. It includes a 4.8% pay raise for all eligible employees, as well as an extra step on the county's pay scale for teachers, bus drivers, police, fire, and sheriff's deputies, which equals about another 2.4%. The county has 1,135 employee vacancies, mostly within those five roles. Filling those vacancies is a priority for Vitolkas. In total, almost 80% of the operating budget would go to fund education and public safety. The proposal also would exempt about 1,300 more businesses from paying the county's business, professional, and occupational license tax, bringing to about 85% the number of businesses in the county exempted from the tax. Officials hope that may help decrease the county's office vacancy rate, which is currently about 11%. The budget also would retain the county's real estate tax rate of 85 cents per $100 of assessed value, which is the lowest among Virginia's 10 largest localities. And it would also expand Henrico's new RECAP program that freezes real estate tax payments at their existing levels for qualifying seniors and people who are permanently disabled. We'll have much more coverage of this budget proposal a little bit later today. You can find that on our website, henricocitizen.com. Freeman High School Principal John Marshall has received the 2023-24 REB Award for Distinguished Educational Leadership from the Community Foundation and the REB Foundation. The award recognizes one principal each from Henrico, Hanover, Chesterfield, and Richmond. Marshall's receiving a $10,000 cash grant and an additional $20,000 for his plans to launch a new soccer program that will serve students from diverse backgrounds. The program will be called FC Freeman, and it aims to connect students and families from different nationalities and backgrounds through a common love of soccer. It also will include peer tutoring and other support services for students. Cackley Elementary School Principal Jennifer Roden was a runner-up for the award, and she will receive a $10,000 grant to create a serene area for students to relax, recharge, create, and socialize. A 41-acre piece of historic Civil War land in eastern Henrico has been preserved by the Virginia Department of Historic Resources in partnership with the Capital Region Land Conservancy. The site is known as Little Malvern Hill. It was part of the larger Malvern Hill Farm until about 1877 and encompasses areas where the Battles of Glendale, Malvern Hill, Deep Bottom 1, and Deep Bottom 2 took place during the war. The historic preservation easement placed on the property, which is located on New Market Road in Verina, protects it from subdivision and commercial development. Three projects impacting Henrico County will receive funding as part of the Consolidated Appropriations Act of Congress, which recently passed the U.S. House of Representatives. The act included money to fund all 15 of the community project funding requests made by U.S. Representative Jennifer McClellan of the 4th District. Those include $725,000 for Henrico's Universal Broadband Deployment Project to extend fiber to the home infrastructure to 412 serviceable units in the county, $500,000 for the Richmond International Airport's Aircraft Apron Project to allow the construction of a new aircraft apron in the northwest and southwest corners of the airfield, and about $1.7 million for the Richmond YWCA's Transforming Lives After Surviving Domestic Violence project to build at least 40 new residential units and provide round-the-clock innovative programming and services for domestic violence survivors in the Richmond region. A raccoon found in the Three Chop District on Sunday has tested positive for rabies, marking the first rabies case that was confirmed in the county this year. Two dogs may have come in contact with the raccoon. They are being quarantined, but no other animals or humans were exposed. And at tomorrow's school board work session, Henrico school board members will review a proposed school calendar for 2025-26. Then they'll vote on it at their April 18th meeting. The proposed calendar would stagger the start of that school year for different grade levels, with some beginning on Monday, August 18th, and others beginning the following day. About 56% of parents, students, and staffers said they supported the staggered start proposal, according to a recent community survey. Also at the meeting tomorrow, school board members will receive an update about the dual language Spanish immersion program for pre-kindergarten through second grade at Holiday Elementary School, which the school system is planning to expand to third grade during the coming school year. Speech Connections offers pediatric speech therapy services at their office in Henrico in daycares, preschools, private schools, public schools, and via teletherapy. Their dynamic team provides individualized and family-centered speech therapy services for toddlers, preschoolers, school-aged children, and adolescents. When you work with Speech Connections, you get a team that is ready to provide the highest standard of care while collaborating with families and other professionals. To learn more, visit speechconnections.net or call 804-672-8588.